You've taken in a lot this morning. And if you would allow that to sort of settle towards the back of your mind and just find a quiet place in the front of your mind, begin to breathe into your body, your mind, and your spirit, finding a place where there is peace, where there is an opening, where there is a connection to the field, to the energy, and you feel it around you and you feel it inside of you. And you know that we can build that. We can build on it. And that is why we have these channels, these teachings. That is why the beautiful beings of Adirondack and the Council of Light and Kryon come to us from the other side of the veil. They come in service to humanity. And for us, all that we need to do is ready ourselves, is open ourselves, give ourselves to these few moments when that love, when those messages and the honoring of the human come from across the veil through Adirondack and Kryon.
Ah, so it is good day to you again. Here we are again in Grand Rapids. We are honored to be here. We know, we see, we sense the emotions are running very high, eh? Yes, the energy is very compressed. It is like you think it could be compact, but it is actually compressed. The energy that is moving through this time, this space, this energy is compressing in upon itself. So now it is so important for you to take measures, steps, to keep yourself aligned. And when you keep yourself aligned, dearest divine light plurker, yes, play plus work equals plurk, you are light plurkers. And with that energy, we would ask a few things of you. Is that all right? For us to just ask you to breathe first. We feel your energy. It is high in expectation, wondering what will happen next. We do not believe that anyone can predict exactly what will happen next. There are many, as in Kryon or us, that have gone into the energy of what is happening now and how it will come to pass in the future. However, the predictions are not exact. So, as it is right now, what we are asking you, dearest, is how can you flow through that energy in that slipstream, as we talked of yesterday? You see, that slipstream is the flow of the universe moving with your body to help lift it up, to help acknowledge that energy, to help accelerate your flow in that slipstream. So the few things that we would ask for you to do are quite simple. You know what we're going to say, eh? We hear you are going to asking us, well, you know, you're going to say meditate, meditate, meditate. Yes. Set a time to be still. Set a time to be still and to yourself. Now, you can be walking meditation, you can be washing dishes meditation, but it is still a time when your mind is actually still. We like setting a timer for our vessel, Marilyn, because she has 10,000 thoughts running through her mind at any given moment and has a difficult time letting go of time, not to be redundant, but we set a timer for her of 15 or 20 or 30, sometimes an hour, where she just sits and focuses on breathing, or maybe brings in an I am consciousness with the words I am. You can do that for 5 minutes. You can do that for 10. It does not matter the length. What matters is the depth. That time that you invest in yourself, dearest, is time well spent. It increases your immune system. Yes. It lowers your blood pressure. Or if your blood pressure is already low, it accelerates it into alignment that is perfect for you. It allows the stress that is coming at you from sometimes seemingly all directions to be still for a few moments. And that actually lowers the stress. Scientifically, you saw it in the movie, The One Field. That lowers the stress amongst you. So therefore, that reverberates out in the stress for all. It seems simple, doesn't it? To spend 5 or 10 or 15 minutes a day and just breathing. And yet some of you don't do that. Why is that? Is it because you don't have time? You don't take time? It's just because you're so important in other aspects of your life that they will not allow you that 5 minutes or 10 minutes a day just to be with yourself? Well, quite honestly, dearest, we're not buying it. You can't think of any excuse you choose. Write them all down. Write all those excuses down. I don't have time. I've got to take care of the kids. Got to get ready for work. Got to get in the shower. Got to go work out. Got to do this. Got to do that. Got to do this. Got to do that. Write all those down. And then read them out loud. And when you do, after each sentence, we want you to say, that's ridiculous. Or better yet, you read them out loud and get your friend after each sentence to say, that's ridiculous. There's only one person that is truly in charge of your time, and that is you. Do you wish to boost your immune system by fear? Do you wish to boost your immune system by watching the news and looking at all of the things that may or may not be true to you? Or do you wish to buy into people's drama stories? Or do you wish to be you? In peace. Start with stillness. Now again, you don't have to sit in the yoga position and with your legs crossed in the lotus position and your hands like this. You can be walking. You can be doing anything as long as it creates a stillness within your mind. And that stillness for even a few moments will come back to you 10,000-fold. In being able to acknowledge and understand what is happening in this world today. A while back, many months ago, we said, be prepared. Be prepared for anything. You are the basketball player on the court, pivoting in any direction, huh? Yes, you are. And just as soon as you think you've got things figured out, pivot. That is why it is so important to breathe into that element and flow of the slipstream. That is why you are actually being lifted by that stream of consciousness. And with that stream of consciousness, you are receiving many, many tools. That stream of consciousness is a part of your own innate abilities, your own ability to be of service, your own ability to acknowledge the things that you love. And honestly, dearest, it's time to rearrange those things that you don't love. You see, this world is changing whether you like it or not. Shift happens, and it is shifting in many different directions. So you get the opportunity to pivot right along with that shift. And as you pivot, you feel yourself being lifted into that slipstream. And as you are lifted, you are expanding your love in your heart. You are expanding that frequency that is you. And by you, dearest light lurker, expanding your frequency as the old soul that you are, bringing forth the wisdom from those ancients, bringing forth the wisdom from the indigenous that you have connected with in your land. Your innate abilities are expanding. Your sensitivities are getting stronger. Your clarification is accelerating. We hear someone say, oh, I don't want that. I don't want to know what's going on. Does that serve you? For by watching the news or this or that, you may still not know what's going on. That is why we are asking you to practice going within and finding that core of your energy that is your intuitive, innate guidance. It does not communicate loudly, so that is why we say, go into the stillness. It does not matter if you call it meditation. Maybe you're sitting on your deck and watching the river go by, but you're still. Maybe you're walking around the neighborhood, but you're still. You're going inside asking, what is my next step? Is it directly in front of me? Is it to the side? Is it a step back? How can I be lifted in that slipstream of energy? That's the key, dearest. And as you ask, so shall it be answered. You just simply may get to be still enough to hear that answer or sense that answer. It may not be words. That is the key. That is a bit of what we teach tomorrow. That is the key in stillness. It's not to expect that information to be like any information that you've sensed before. Because it is the information of pure love for you. That may not be common for you. So as you go into that stillness in preparation for these times that are coming, receive that pure love that will indeed enhance the pure potentiality of your innate That is the promise. We love you deeply. We see you. We know you. We hear you. We honor you. But most of all, we simply love you and bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is channel number 3 of 4. The other two are very findable, and I would advise to listen to those to better understand this one. The ones that came first set the stage for a series of 4 called The Love Machine. Everything is metaphoric. So many of the messages that we give to you, personal and public, are filled with energies which we have defined as the third language. Messages on messages. Nothing is literal. It's all expansive, dear ones, because the language of spirit is expansive. It's filled with that which is multidimensional and that which has layers of understanding and beautiful. The love machine. Love is that from the Creator. The machine is a word that means there is something that is in progress, in work on this planet that has an outcome and a reason, parts that move in a succinct way that are logical and respond to the operator, which is you, not spirit. We have said for many, many years that the human brain is not the final organ of logic. It's not where it's all done. That really there is a triad. That the heart and the pineal are involved in all of these things. They have to be. They're the ones that talk to the Akash. They're the ones that recognize the third language. The brain, that's the computer. That's the one that is survival. The ones with the highest intellect are using their pineal, not their brain. The ones who are using the highest intellect are using their intuition, not their brain. The intuition that would say this is correct, this is not correct, or perhaps there's more, and here's what it might look like. We left off on the last channel telling you about the history of the planet, the 200,000 year ago event, where those from the stars came, which became that which is your creation story, your Adam and Eve story. That those who came, you could not tell the difference between those and what you now call angels. You still can't. Because they were ascended beings in charge of the physics around them. They did not need craft to get here. That's three-dimensional thinking. We told you that eventually consciousness allies with physics, and that is mastery. Practiced even today in some of the higher gurus who no longer need to eat. They're here. They're on the planet. They're actually practicing the very things we have told you. They're the forerunners of what you'll see someday is the connection of consciousness and ascension. We told you that Lemuria was the center because it was isolated. It became the center of teaching. But there were many places where the star mothers taught. Lemuria is talked about specially because it was isolated to the degree it was never interfered with. You could never come back to it. And so it was special and pure than the rest. And because of that, it's the only one that had to be then stopped and terminated at a certain point in the teaching area, and that's when it sunk. We've given you this information so many times before that it did not sink because of plate tectonics activity, but because of volcanic activity. The very kinds of things that happened in the country where I sit in Yellowstone happened there. The bubble of magma, which had pushed up the mountains, subsided. And those left, and that was approximately 15,000 years ago, but it had been teaching for a lot longer than that. The teaching actually began 50,000 years ago. And we talked about why that was so precious, too, and why it was needed, just like your children need to be taught. You received souls then, dear ones. That's the Adam and Eve story. That's creation. You received souls. And the whole idea of a tree of knowledge, it had to do with teaching. What was sacred, what was not, how spirit works, what's next, in order to get you to the place where you could start choosing your lives for yourself. You had no Akashic record, none at all. You had really no life experience, none at all. It was the beginning of the beginning. There had to be teaching. Missionaries in certain belief systems understand this because when they go into tribes, they had to start at the beginning. They had to explain that which is the creative source and all these things that the tribes don't already know. It's just an example of when you have a civilization that literally knows nothing about what you're trying to teach, you have to start at the beginning. The Lemurian teaching wheel was the beginning. There were many wheels and offshoots from that, and we told you that, and we have said that before. But this story starts when Lemuria stops. And what I want to tell you is that the history of this planet for the last 30,000 years has been remarkable and unknown, almost completely unknown. And so when I talk about it now, and the grandness of it, and the mystery of it, and the numbers of it, it's all new. My partner has taught it. He has indicated things about it. I've channeled about it. But if you have just come upon this channel, this may be brand new to you and very eye-rolling because it is not represented in any of your history, any of your mainstream science, which has it completely and totally wrong. This doesn't make them uneducated, dear ones, or anything like that. It just means that they're grasping at the straws that they see now. Here is going to be the test of your science. When you start discovering things that do not match the model of what you've been taught, what will you do? Will you quickly bury them in the sand? Or will you be open for a new kind of history? Here's what I want to tell you. This intervention that we have been speaking about has cycles. And the cycles go like this. That each civilization on this planet is given approximately 5,000 years to see if they develop. But there's more. Because there's a cycle of consciousness that you don't know about yet. And as the sociologists are only beginning to hint at. And here it is. How long does it take a civilization before it destroys itself? Through either inactivity or war or pandemic? How long does it take? And that is cyclical and has an answer. And sociologists are starting to hint at it. Is there a cycle of humans that they can only last so long before they go into dysfunction? Unless they grow up, unless a consciousness influence happens, how long do they have? It's a good question. I'll give you the answer, 5,125 years. Now, some of you may recognize that number. I'll tell you why in a moment. here's something that you need to know. There have been 5 civilizations before you on this planet. 5 completely different civilizations before you. You have participated in number 5. If you ask the experts, they will say that civilization as you know it is only 6,000 years old. They will point to the Egyptians as being one of the oldest, the pyramids being 5,000 years old. If you go back a little further with the languages of Sanskrit and cuneiform, you go into the Indus Valley, it's pushing it, but maybe 6,000. And before that, there was nothing. That's foolishness. That's just yours, dear ones. You don't know about the one before that, and the one before that, and the one before that. Oh, but you will. Because as your technology improves and gets better, you'll be able to see. They'll be exposed. They're being exposed even now. You find places where you dig down and there are structures that shouldn't be there, built by people who shouldn't have been there, with languages you don't recognize, with geometry that's too good for the time, with alignments to the planets before they are supposed to know even about planets. And you'll have no explanation. Let me give you a little scenario that's kind of fun. The Egyptians, with their 5,000-year-old civilization, one of the temples they built was Abydos. Beautiful. It has things there that no other temple has. They're very proud of that, the age of it, all the history of it, and you go and you visit. But the Egyptians had no idea when they built it on another city, which is now being exposed. Go behind Abydos, if you'd like to, and see another city which has been carbon dated at 10,000 years old. They're not talking about that because it violates everything they've learned and teach in the Cairo University. 6 civilizations. 6? What about 6? You said 5. Well, that's because they all had a time limit and they all failed. Something happened that they had to start again, of their own making or with Gaia's help. And you were scheduled to that too. It was your own schedule. It was your own schedule. You have free choice. Did you read it in your scripture? You weren't going to last after the year 2000. They're going to turn on the lights and everybody was going to go home. That was what was going to happen. It's in your scripture. Read it. That didn't happen. You survived it. None of the others did. And in 2012, interesting, that's when you began number 6. One of the highest civilizations in consciousness that will exist on this planet. What is the duration of the Mayan calendar? 5,125 years. It represented the last civilization. It's part of a divisible by 5 of 26,000-year wobble of the planet. 5 civilizations. Each had their own calendar. Start doing the numbers, you'll start seeing there may be some sense in all of this, especially with what they're finding. I want to close the channel with a plea. I'm not going to explain what the 6 were. Number 6 is you now, but the 5 past ones were, or how they came and went. I started and will continue in an island in a beautiful lake in Germany. You can find that channel. It's the only time I've talked about it. But right now, it's just the facts. Here is my plea. Dear one, so many of you, including the historians, have a bias. And the bias goes like this. That the further off, the further in history you find humans, the less intelligent they are. Until you finally get to the caveman, who you think is grunting to their partner and has no language. And all. Oh, you would be shocked to know that some of these civilizations before yours did better than you're doing. Had better mathematics than you do, have figured out things that you haven't. The plea is this: to look at history differently and know that as far back as you can find civilization, you will find people just like you, thinking just like you, as smart as you are. They didn't have the inventions you have, and that's the only difference. They did things that you're doing today without them. Sometimes they were even smarter. They had elegant museums. They had libraries. They had their own ways. They had orality. They knew so much about so much, and it was lost every single time they started again. You're going to find some of those things, and you're not going to understand it because of the bias that says, well, they couldn't have been that smart. Oh, yes, they were. They were much smarter than you were in many areas. They were not impressed with having 10 fingers and toes like you were. Their math was based 4 instead of 5. You only have 2 factors in your math. They had more than 4. They were able to let the math speak to them and give them an elegance you still haven't seen. They knew how not to overpopulate their area. You haven't figured that out yet. There are so many things that they could teach you. If you could talk to them. Oh, but you were them, dear ones. It's in your Akash. That will start being remembered as well. Remembering the things that worked, the ideas to come, and that's the next channel. What's next in number 6, where you are now? You sit in a reboot. We can get to know each other better, or things are starting to examine themselves, and things are starting to crawl out of the corners of blackness and show themselves, so you'll see what you don't want anymore. Solutions are afoot to problems that have been with you for hundreds of years. We'll talk about that next. The history of humanity is far grander than you know. Older than you think. Beautiful. And someday you'll be studying it in this way. You can't help it. It won't be esoteric. You can hold it in your hand when you start digging. Some of it has survived very well and been preserved. You just haven't seen it yet, but you will. All of the things I tell you now come to a grand conclusion. And the next channel talks about it and who you really are. The only civilization so far on this planet not to have destroyed themselves after 5,125 years and are standing at the cusp of what's next that other planets have seen and gone to. And that's why I'm here, to celebrate and help and to begin to work with the nodes and the nulls that are starting to push grandness onto this planet. Higher consciousness will be the result. I'll be back. And so it is.